Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path 33-2. So another beautiful month for you all. Again, you know, the energy is going to find us in the way that it needs to find us. But the last couple of months, I think you guys have had some pretty uplifted, sort of very highly energetic, beautiful readings. So this month is no different. You're working with the energy of the 37-1 and horse energy. So with the 37-1, this can bring in a very calm, very happy period, a feeling where, you know, people are very supportive. You have friends who are coming, just coming in out of the woodwork to assist or to nurture you, to take care of you type of thing. And, you know, part of this is going to be you're going to have to be vulnerable and ask for what you need and receive that help. But this can be a time of assistance. And it doesn't just have to be with friends. It can be, you know, people who you would least expect to receive assistance from at this time. You can see coming in now and just out of the blue, you know, offering to help in some way or be supportive in some way. So it can feel incredibly rejuvenating, right? Like where you're getting an opportunity to just breathe and take a moment for yourself and not have to worry about the details because others are taking care of those details for you at this time. So it can feel very, again, like replenishing and calm and just happy. The other thing I would say here is there's definitely a very strong partnership vibration. And I feel like you guys have been getting this the last couple of months. I don't know. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure. So for some of you, you know, there is the possibility of someone entering your life at this time who has staying power, who could be in your life for some time, and really complement your journey in a beautiful way, a very beautiful way, and bring that vibration of unconditional love and sort of meeting you where you're at and, you know, walking alongside of you instead of trying to control or dominate or, you know, whatever the case may be. And also through this exchange, you will also, you know, learn how to love more unconditionally, because I do think that for humans, this is a practice, right? Like we're conditioned to do the opposite. We're conditioned to love with many conditions and expectations and control. And so when we tap into that vibration of unconditional love, you know, continuing to come back into that vibration takes work. It's a commitment. And so, I think, you know, and to be able to drop the expectations and drop the need for attachment and control. It's a journey and it's a practice. And so I do think that the people who come into your life at this time could help you with that practice. And again, that's something we all move through when we, again, have that sort of that we, when we see what unconditional love feels like from another person, truly, and where our eyes are open to what that sensation feels like. And then we realize that, oh, we have that as well to be able to give to others. Again, it becomes a practice. So this can be a beautiful, just almost very spiritually enlightening period for you all, where again, it's helping you to open up to that deeper sense of unconditional love and how to truly embody it. And it's interesting because for 33s, you know, six is the vibration of unconditional love. 33 is about embodying that energy in this lifetime and then being that spiritual teacher for others just by your presence. It's not about teaching others. It's about, again, being that presence of unconditional love, and others have the opportunity to experience that, which again, I could talk about for hours about unconditional love and, you know, how we've sort of convoluted the idea of it and et cetera, et cetera. It's not about sacrifice. It's quite the opposite. But anyway, sometimes we have people come in who are able to love us unconditionally, and they open our eyes to what that feels like and what that looks like truly. And usually it's in an unexpected way. But for you all, it can be a beautiful sort of tool to help you to step into and truly embody this vibration in this lifetime and truly step into that 33 vibration. So very powerful, potentially powerful month for you all. you may feel this month that you feel more drawn towards your spirituality, towards religion, towards philosophy, or even science. And I would say explore that, go deeper. This is definitely a time where you can sort of uncover deeper, much bigger sides of yourself that you weren't expecting to uncover. And that can change your life monumentally. I would also say this can be just an amazing cycle for greater self-discovery and getting the answers to the bigger questions that you've been asking. So anytime we have a 7 cycle, and again, you're in a 37-1 cycle, this is about getting those bigger questions, that like almost cosmic answers to those questions that you're asking. And this can be about life. It can be about, you know, your next move. It can be about anything. But you might find this month that you get those answers, and they might look very different than what you had expected them to look like. But I would say they'll feel right, right? And just go with it. The one energy, right, 37-1, can be very empowering. It can very much be about you standing in your power, going after what you want, seeing what you want, and going after it, speaking your voice, taking up more space, right? Like owning your space. That's such a big one, especially for sixes, and you are ultimately a six. And so it's about, you know, with six energy, it's so much about nurturing and caring for others and doing for others. And it can kind of move towards more self-sacrifice as opposed to compromise. And so, you know, anytime you move through a one cycle, it reminds you that you have, you are entitled to take up just as much space as everybody else. You are entitled to an equal exchange of energy when it comes to your relationships. And those connections or relationships where you are not getting an equal exchange of energy, or that feel burdening, or that don't feel aligned, you can ask for more. And if you don't receive more, then that's a connection that might not be best for you at this time. So, really powerful, beautiful energy this month. I would say that definitely an opportunity, again, to break free of anything that's sort of restricting you when it comes to taking up more space, when it comes to only accepting those connections that offer an equal exchange of energy, where it's equal give and take or reciprocity, or it balances out. Definitely pay attention to that. The other thing is with horse energy, this is about breaking free, 100%, breaking free from something that has kept you restricted. And it can be belief systems, it can be anything, any area of life where you need to break free. This is going to be a month where, you know, things start moving forward and quite rapidly, but it's going to require you to, again, own your space, right? You might be thinking you're taking up too much space, you're not, right? This is a month where you can be more selfish, where you can take up more space, where you can ask for what you want. I mean, you can do that anytime, but this month is really pushing you to do that, to see where it is that you're, you know, standing in the corner while the other person has the room. And so this is going to really ask you to be a little bit more assertive and, again, ask for what you need, because it's not necessarily that the other person is at fault or is doing something wrong. It's just, we're not asking for what we need. We're not asserting ourselves in going after or taking up that space, right? We always play a role in any connection. So I think this month is going to feel like a weight has been lifted off of you, but it's going to require your effort to help lift it off, right? It's not going to just miraculously fall off. So, but through that process, there's a freeing spirit to this. There's a freeing energy. And it can feel, it can just bring in like sort of this energy of vivaciousness and wanting to explore and sort of see more, do more, experience more, but in a way that feels good and not restricted. So beautiful energy for you all, again, this month, 33s. Remember, the energy can be there. It's what we choose to do with it that makes the difference. It's our choices and our decisions that ultimately determine our experience. So if we don't like our experience, we've got to make other choices or do something different with the energy. So keep that in mind. I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.